This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Agribusiness Today here, Sports Radio 92.3 and 1450. Steve Ridge with you on this Tuesday midday. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall has said his organization would like to see a continuation of current program funding for the 23 Farm Bill. Held a press call recently laying out AFBF's established more than 60 Farm Bill priorities.
We have all talked for a long time about fewer and fewer people understanding our food system. And a lot of them having even less exposure to agriculture themselves. But 2023 may present a bigger challenge than ever that we've ever seen. We have fewer members of Congress that represent rural districts, along with a huge class of new members coming to Congress. So it's going to take all of us in agriculture to step up to help new members and rural and urban lawmakers understand the significance of the Food and Farm Bill. The Food and Farm Bill is a lifeline for farmers and ranchers through risk management programs that help ensure our food system to secure food system is secure, which is part of ensuring our nation's national security. It's also a lifeline for many Americans through the nutrition assistance programs, people that are going through difficult times in their life. The Farm Bill has a long tradition of inspiring lawmakers to rise above politics to achieve a common goal. We urge that the 118th Congress, when it's seated, to carry out and carry on that tradition. We must make sure that elected leaders understand just how impactful the Food and Farm Bill really is. I've talked about risk management and nutrition, but it is also the largest source of funding for critical research that we desperately need to fuel the innovation that will help us feed a growing population while taking care of our natural resources. It helps keep our rural communities vibrant with funding for rural broadband and many other rural initiatives. And it helps us advance climate smart farming practices that help our members meet the climate commitments being made within our food system.
Duvall says the Farm Bill should prioritize risk management tools, including federal crop insurance and commodity programs. He says nobody buys insurance for the good times. Farm Bill programs also provide some important tools for farmers and ranchers to manage those risks.
We have a Farm Bill working group that's been working for almost a year and a half now. It is made up of Farm Bureau members and staff members of state Farm Bureaus across our country. They've been combing through the various titles over that period of time, developing priorities for this 2023 Farm Bill. I won't discuss all 60 recommendations, but I will talk about a few overreaching priorities. One is to maintain the current Farm Bill program funding. It is worthy noting that the previous two Farm Bills included significant farm program reforms to ensure that the government support is market-oriented. The fact that the 2018 Farm Bill program has paid out less than projected is evidence of the responsible approach taken was right, the right approach. The Farm Bill funding is an investment in some of the most fundamental elements of a strong country, one being a strong food supply. We've seen firsthand how devastating disruptions in the food supply can be. With the Russian attack on Ukraine and the pandemic-related supply chain issues, we talk about Farm Bill contributing to national security because we cannot be confident of our ability to defend our country if we can't feed our country. Another priority is to maintain a unified Farm Bill, which keeps nutrition and farm programs together. Why is that so important? Because it makes perfect sense that one single bill support the people who produce the food, and support the people who need assistance accessing nutritious food for their families. This unified approach has a benefit of bringing farm advocates together with anti-hunger advocates, and it's the right approach to take. Federal crop insurance commodity programs help to balance the volatility that farmers face, which is important to ensure a stable food supply. You know, none of us buy insurance for good times. And similarly, farm bill programs provide important tools for farmers and ranchers to manage their risk. You know, I suspect that most Americans have never stopped to think about the farm bill this way. Just imagine if a farmer or an employer hires an employee, and at the beginning of the year, he would say, "We're going to come to work every day. We're going to work long hours in the heat and cold, even when in the rain and snow sometimes. And after all that, I'll decide this fall whether or not I'll pay you for your work." In reality, farmers and ranchers take that leap of faith every year, and they rely on good weather and a good harvest to stock all Americans' pantries. And they never know until that harvest comes along whether or not they will reap any benefit for their hard work and efforts. In recent months, they have done all this in the face of high supply costs, inflationary pressures, drought, and other natural disasters. So federal risk management programs are sometimes all that stands between a farmer and foreclosure. One more overreaching AFBF priority is highlighted to ensure that adequate USDA staffing and resources are provided, provide the technical assistance. We've seen a disturbing trend over the last couple of administrations of long vacancies in key USDA positions. America has long been a land of innovation, including in agriculture. But farming is different from region to region. So the technical assistance USDA provides to help farmers navigate new technologies is an essential piece of the puzzle. Now, all in all, we have more than 60 recommendations across multiple titles of the Farm Bill.
Zippy says it's critical that the farm and nutrition programs stay together. It makes perfect sense that one single bill supports the people who produce the food and supports the people who need assistance accessing nutritious food for their families. Priorities were identified by a working group of Farm Bureau members and staff from across the country.
We believe in funding for our conservation programs. It's essential to us to continue the advancements we've made in sustainability. We also believe that transparency is needed in our dairy system, and particularly in milk payments to farmers. We believe that because higher cost of production, it justifies an increase in the reference prices for the Title I commodities to ensure farmers remain economically viable. And we believe that rural infrastructure investments, including broadband, contributes to the vibrancy of our rural communities. We also believe that our country can do a better job connecting Americans who need assistance with healthy, affordable food. There is an opportunity to do some additional streamlining and to ensure healthy products, including dairy, are accessible. That is the overview of our recommendations. But I'd like to tell everyone that our board of directors unanimously approved these recommendations just last week at our board meeting. The final approval on additional policies will depend on the votes of the delegates at our national convention in Puerto Rico. We always know that during the fall through our policy development process, our delegates have the authority to direct us further on the direction we go in all issues, especially in the Farm Bill. In summary, our priorities all point to this. The Farm Bill is a critical piece of legislation, and we have a chance to strengthen it if the House and the Senate Agriculture Committees have the resources that they need. To achieve this goal, those of us in agriculture have a responsibility to help others understand both the significance of the Farm Bill and the benefits of modernizing it. The food and agriculture sector accounts for roughly one-fifth of the U.S. economic activity. It supports about 21 million jobs and contributes more than $1 trillion to our U.S. gross domestic product. We must get this right to ensure that one-fifth of our economy and all of U.S. agriculture continues to hum along.
All of this and more voted on by a group of delegates at the annual Farm Bureau Federation Convention this year in Puerto Rico. It'll be in January. Zippy says Puerto Rico is recovering from this season's hurricanes, but the convention will go on.
We've had been in constant communication with Puerto Rico and all their officials, and we have sent a team down to Puerto Rico to verify what they've been telling us is true. We don't see that we're going to have any challenges having our convention down there. We're still real excited about it. We'll have some disruption in some of the ag tours because we know that ag took a beating in Puerto Rico from the last storm. But we also know that there will be limited tours for farm tours that will go on during that time. But as far as taking care of business, doing our breakout sessions and all of us learning things that we can take home back to our farm, listening to great speakers, motivational speakers and entertaining speakers and in a wonderful place in Puerto Rico, we're looking forward to it. And I think our members are excited about it.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.